Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a busy day as we start getting closer and closer to Sunday afternoon at 4:30. The Eagles and the Niners. Jason Avant being with us live in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni around noon today. Elliot later in the show. And we might even rank all the quarterbacks entering the NFC postseason. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing today, man?
Good, Hugh. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Just stand out of the way. Make sure y'all stay, you know, adhere to your New Year's resolutions. It ain't been that long since we've been in this.
It's only January 7th. Yeah, you should be okay.
I thought we weren't going to get a Daily Douglas.
I know. I didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, no. We're going to definitely get one. I kept it clean.
Okay. That's good. That's good. You're keeping it clean at 10:02 to start the show. All right, Hugh, a lot to get into. But you know what time it is, right, Hugh? It's playoff time. Which means I think there's going to be a big expectation out there that Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Eagles, plays his best football because we've seen him play his best football in some of these playoff games, right? I mean, specifically the end of last season, specifically Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts has had some big playoff games. So there's going to be an expectation out there, Hugh Douglas, that Jalen Hurts is going to do it again. That the season is what it is, right? The regular season is what it is. But now it is the playoffs.
Playoffs.
So we expect a better version of Jalen Hurts. Do you share that expectation?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. And this is where, I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Great.
And I mean, I know
who I am. At least you're saying it,
I mean, listen, I know who I am. I'm a sports fan, regardless of what anybody else says. I mean, I have the unique ability or unique, luxury of being able to play a few years, and, mm-hmm. Now I'm doing this side. But, yeah, I am being a hypocrite when it comes to what I feel is going to happen Sunday. Because we did a lot of talking the last couple of days about, playoff pedigree and championship pedigree and stuff like that.
Doubting Douglas was in the building. Yeah.
But as we move closer to this weekend, I expect Jalen to do that because that's been who Jalen has been his whole career. So I expect him to do whatever it takes to win football games. Now, on the flip side of that, I there's a such thing as called being a creature of habit. I don't know how much, people say, Jalen was saving his running for the playoffs.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
I don't know if I believe all that, but I believe that Jalen's going to do what he has to do to win these football games.
Well, that
I don't know if he's going to run all over the place.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's better. I mean, it just means they might win the game.
That's all that matters at this point. We're just trying to win.
Well, that is all that matters. But specifically when it comes to Jalen Hurts, I can feel it. Sometimes you could feel things. I feel there's an expectation out there that Jalen Hurts is going to be a better version of himself, a markedly better version of himself than we saw in the regular season, and I'm not expecting that. I'm not. I expect Jalen Hurts to be what he's been this year, which is up and down. He's had some games this year where he's looked very good, but against playoff teams, against good teams, they have not looked good on offense. Jalen, for the most part, has not looked good most of the season. I think for most of this year, he has played mediocre quarterback, and I don't expect much different in the playoffs. I hope he's going to be better. I hope he's able to just like hit a switch and turn it on, but I expect a lot of the same. Like, could he have one game over the next month where he's great? Yeah, because once every four or five games, he's great. I mean, that's kind of how he plays. Could he have one game in the postseason where he's awful? He could. I mean, he's had a few games this year where he's awful. Could he have two or three games, depending on how long this team goes, where he's pretty good, decent, okay, there? Part of it, but not great? Yeah, because that's what he's been most of the season. You look across the NFL this year at quarterback play, and Jalen Hurts is mostly middle of the pack, and that's being generous. In a lot of areas, he was below middle of the pack. He was 20, 25th.
Bring all these facts to this.
Well, I mean, that's what he was this year.
Ain't nobody trying to hit that today.
Well, but why?
It's the week. We're getting ready for it's the hump day.
Here it is.
And
we don't like
it's
facts.
Hump day. I don't feel like hearing that today because it's hump day. We're getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yesterday, all you wanted to do was be logical fact man.
I know, but now it's Wednesday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's Wednesday. The calendar day has changed, and I'm getting ready for this. I'm getting ready for the playoffs.
Do you know what my favorite thing is? We only like facts when they sound good to us.
Yeah.
Like the facts about the Eagles defense. Like, Joe, say more of those. I like those.
Joe, you don't know how this phantom thing works.
No, I do.
How dare you?
But I get it, but also I'm going to just say what I feel.
First of all, this is where we split ways, partner. Mm-hmm. We have to get on the same page when it comes to when we're gonna be in our fandom.
I tried yesterday.
Today,
I tried.
But today I'm in mine. You missed out.
You missed yesterday. Just because you want to be pie in the sky guy today doesn't mean.
I do. Because I've played with guys, and I've thought about this. I've played with guys that people call gamers.
Yeah.
And when the lights are the brightest, that's when they are the best. And granted, everything you're saying about Jalen is true. He's a middling quarterback this year, no question about it. When you look at his stats, you can't argue that. When you talk about his performance from this season, he's in the middle of the pack when it comes to quarterback.
Yep.
He's down there with the Justin Fields. Not Justin Fields. I'm going to pull that one back. He ain't that far down there. But you know what I'm trying to say.
He's in the middle of the pack. If we go with passing yards, he's by Aaron Rodgers and Cam Ward.
Yeah.
We could go different stats.
He's not in the elite company, but.
Passer rating, Mac Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold. Yeah,
He's the quarterback of a winning football team. And if I do recall, because I've said this on more than one occasion, he's the same cat that had a similar stat line to Marcus Mariota, but the biggest thing was he was winning those games, and Marcus Mariota was losing them the first time he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was funny when they played the Commanders, 3 weeks ago, and they put up that stat line, first whatever games, and it was Mariota and Hurts, and it was pretty darn similar, and I was like, man, Douglas is going to I told you so us on that one for a while. You just did it there. 215-592-9494. All right, it's here. The postseason is here. This is what we've been told is Jalen Hurts' time. He's going to play better in these games. He did not have a great regular season. If you think he did...
I got Jalen Hurts behind me today. This is what we're doing today.
Yeah, you're going to move him over here with me?
No, I'm behind me.
Oh, I saw him on your shot. Yeah, you're good. If you think Jalen Hurts had a great regular season, you're in La La Land. If you think he'll have a great postseason, then you could think that. I think he's going to be what he was all regular season. He's going to be decent. Can he have a good game? Sure. Do I expect 4 great games out of Jalen Hurts? No shot. I just don't think the offense is set up for him to do that. I don't think the way he's played this year, between his accuracy and his legs, they're not what they were at one point. 215-592-9494. Let's have the Jalen conversation as we get set for the start of the postseason. Kyle, what are you feeling? As it is playoff time, which means in a lot of people's eyes, it's Jalen Hurts time.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be better than he was in the regular season just because... Because the bar's not very high.
You mean the 2 halves without a passing yard?
So I'm not expecting Sky Marshall, like as Aaron calls him.
I can't do that.
300, 400 yards. Yeah. Like I'm not expecting bombs away in the postseason or like this offense to flip a switch in a really major, meaningful way. But I do expect him to be decisive, and I expect him to use his legs more, which is like I think maybe the biggest X factor for this offense in the postseason.
Yeah.
It's not really as much about, like, I expect him to be great as a passer in the postseason. I feel like that's unrealistic. I do expect him to, for whatever reason, they hadn't really used his legs as much in the regular season. I expect him to start doing that in the postseason. And I think for that reason, we'll just have a better version of Jalen.
Well, I hope you're right. Now, as far as this particular game, Hugh, of all the matchups they're going to have in the postseason, of all of them, this might be the easiest one in terms of personnel on the other side, right? If they play the Rams, they play Seattle, they, you know, whoever they get to play in the next few rounds, they're going to have better players on defense. The Niners are depleted, right? Bosa's out and Warner's out. I mean, the guys that they counted on, their star players are all hurt. I mean, this should be a game. If we're getting a better version of Jalen than we got in the regular season, am I asking a lot to say, go put 24 points on the board on Sunday? I'm asking a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I've said this, and I believe this. It's not all one thing when it comes to the ineptitude of this offense.
Right,
it's a collective of things. So my ceiling, I gave you 24. I'll give you that. I'll give you 24.
Wow, how generous.
But
against the defense, that's, stinks right now.
When I think of the playoffs, as much as it's been lit up all season long, and we've talked about these teams averaging 30-some points in the NFC, the teams that are in the playoffs, that's been the average the last couple of weeks, 25.5, whatever it is.
Yep.
I feel like in the playoffs, you play it a little close to the vest. I feel like the running game is going to be the biggest thing that we see this weekend, especially if the weather is going to play out like you know, is predicted to. So I feel like the running game is going to be at the forefront. And I also feel that you're not going to take too many penitentiary chances with the football. I just don't see that happening when you have an offense that has had a week off, an offensive coordinator who's went out there and tried to prove everybody that it wasn't him, and he proved that it probably was more him than we know. I feel like you're going to play it more close to the vest.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, it is playoff time, which means it's time to have the conversation about Jalen Hurts, what we expect. Jalen Hurts is... He, you know, I heard, I guess it was Rhea and Joe on the morning show yesterday or the day before discussing I believe this is this going to be Hurts' 10th playoff game already?
That's pretty dope.
Let's see. I got him in front of me here. I got 3, 6. Yeah, that's 9. That means this is 10 playoff games. That means that's a pretty big sample. We've seen a lot of Jalen Hurts during the regular season. We've seen 9 Jalen Hurts playoff games. Number 10 is on Sunday. Do you expect a better version of Jalen Hurts on Sunday than we got during the regular season? Let's talk to Brian, who's out in Hawaii. Now, is he literally in Hawaii now, or is he from Hawaii? What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I live out here a lot in the wintertime.
That's awesome.
You got that money.
Hawaii is an awesome place. Brian, what's up, man?
So all those middle-of-the-pack guys that are above Jalen Hurts, how many of them have been to the Super Bowl twice and actually won one?
Probably not too many. What does that have to do with this regular season?
That's not the argument, though. I mean, it's okay. Listen, can I just say this before you start, and then I'm going to let you start. With Jalen has accomplished a lot, right, in his career. Nobody's taking that away from him, and I'll never let anybody come on here and do that. But the stats are what the stats are. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so, all right. So I'm not a big Jalen Hurts fan, but I'm going to defend the guy. And I'm going to say is the offense has obviously been lackluster, to say the best I can say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that all Jalen Hurts?
No, but the quarterback's the biggest part of the offense.
Well, I mean, obviously, last year, you have to agree, what made this offense go was the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the offensive line's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that affects Barkley.
Sure.
And it's obvious because he's getting hit in the backfield a lot before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. The offensive line's letting guys in. So it's definitely not just Jalen Hurts. So what is he supposed to do when he gives the ball to Barkley and he loses 2 yards? Is that Jalen's fault?
No, that's not. Why doesn't he elevate the offense?
Well, I mean, how is he going to – like I said, the offense was driven last year and ran off the running game.
I know, but why isn't it driven by the
game?
Why isn't it driven by the quarterback?
Why isn't it driven by? Well, because he's got an offensive coordinator and they're calling the play.
Well, I think it's because when they give him high doses of the passing game, it doesn't look good. I mean, that's the truth.
He's not a Peyton Manning.
Well, yeah,
I mean, he's not even an Eli Manning. Okay, but he's won a Super Bowl. He's going to the playoffs what 10 times now. He wins.
No, Brian, 10 times in the playoffs. He's been in the league 6 years. What are we talking about?
He's been talking about the playoffs. He's talking about this. 10
playoff,
playoff games.
He doesn't have
10 playoff wins. Yeah.
And he almost won 2 Super Bowls. You know, two plays in that first one, he's winning the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is a winner. That's all he is a winner. And all here in this town is Jalen.
Well, he didn't play well this season. It's okay, but he didn't play well this season. He didn't play great football this season.
No, did he not play well, or did he play well?
Both.
Well, I watched Peyton Manning and Eli Manning get their butts kicked for years because they didn't have an offensive line, they didn't have a running game,
right.
And now you're seeing what's happened with Jalen without that. So is it Jalen or is it the offense?
Well, I think it's both. It's both, Brian. I mean,
I want to read the offensive line. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the pass protection was fine this year. It was the run game they couldn't run. I mean, and Brian, appreciate the phone call. We could talk about what Jalen's done, and that's fine. He's done a lot. We could talk about what he was this year. What the question is, do you expect him to be better in the playoffs than he was in the regular season? Because if you think he played great in the regular season, you just watch a different season than I did. He just didn't play great in the regular season. He had some good games, but it wasn't a great regular season. Mm-hmm. He had one great regular season. That was 2022. He didn't have a great regular season this year. Will he play better in the playoffs? He certainly could. I hope he does. Do I expect that? No, I got Hugh over here. You know, yesterday, all Mr. Realist.
Be optimistic.
Yeah, today.
What's that? The Sounds of Blackness. As long as you keep your head to the sky. Yeah. Be optimistic. That's what I'm saying.
Yesterday.
You don't hear that song, Kyle? Sounds of Blackness?
Mm-mm.
Be optimistic.
Yesterday, I tried to be optimistic, and you sat
be
there.
Optimistic.
Arms crossed for 4 hours.
Well,
Kevin Petullo didn't play against the Commanders. Blah, 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 blah.
It's Wednesday.
What is Tuesday and Wednesday are like the same thing?
Well, my mood is different. Okay, look at it like this, because we all hate Mondays, right?
Mondays because we're coming off.
Oh, whatever, Kyle. You can
love seeing
that
you guys for the first time after a few days.
I kind of like
but
Tuesdays.
Coming back,
Tuesdays really rev up.
Coming
the
back off of that long weekend where you probably partied all weekend, had a great time, and now you got to go back to reality, especially after the New Year's celebration that we had. It was a little rough.
New Year's was like last Thursday.
Just follow my story.
Okay.
And. This is Wednesday. We're getting closer to the weekend.
I know.
Your vision changes. Your optimism grows. Be optimistic.
So it's delusion is what we call it.
We're hoping for the best.
I got you.
He is a gamer, though.
Chris in Middletown. Sure, he's a gamer. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, man.
Happy hump day. What's up, Chris?
Let's talk facts, guys. Mm-hmm. The Jalen game. Jalen's going to do what Jalen does in the postseason, which is why he's so successful. He doesn't turn the ball over. He plays smart and not reckless. You hear that, Douglas? No recklessness.
No recklessness.
He doesn't panic. And the reason why he's not going to panic, and he knows he doesn't have to panic when the offense is not necessarily moving fast, because he's got Vic's defense behind him, because defense is winning championships, and that's what it's about, and he knows he's got a top defense. Like, guys, we're also going to get a better version of Jalen. Why are we going to get a better version? Because we're going to get a better version of everyone else. We're going to get a better offensive line, a healthier offensive line, one that's rested. So they're going to be a little bit better. We're getting Lane Johnson back. Guarantee you, 100%, he's starting on Sunday. So let's put that nonsense to rest.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that yet.
Okay, Joe.
We'll see. The coach is going to speak at 11:55. They're going to practice today. We'll see.
Joe, the champ is talking, Joe. I'll tell you what, Joe. I'm that confident that if he doesn't play, I'll call you champ year round. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he's playing. Saquon got to rest his heavy legs. So he's coming back healthier. We got N'Kobe back. N'Kobe's going to lock up McCaffrey coming out of the backfield. And we know that's a big part of McCaffrey's game is coming out of the backfield, catching passes. Mm-hmm. Well, N'Kobe's great at locking up receivers. He's athletic enough to stick with them. You're going to get Coop locked up on Kittle. Q is going to lock down any one of their middling wide receivers.
Middling. You heard him.
Yeah. So, like, guys, we are set up for success. And you know what? Here's the reality of this. Our postseason style of play works best the way we play football. It's not pretty. It gets results. Like Coach Douglas tells us all the time, who cares?
Coach.
It gets us wins. As long as we win, that's all that is important.
Coach.
And that is what it's about. Hey, Coach, I got to leave you with something on the way out. I found that nice house for you to rent down in Atlanta. I got it. I sent them the down payment, the deposit ahead for you, so you're good. So we locked that in. But to Joe and Kyle, we're talking about renting a house for Hugh because we know this is going to be short-lived.
We
ain't going to be that.
Kind of like the hair on the top of his head. It ain't going to last very long. If soon enough, he's going to be coming on back home. So, guys, we got this locked up.
Good stuff, Chris. Man, we appreciate the phone call. All right, yeah, I mean, listen, I am fully supporting Hugh's pursuit of the Atlanta Falcons coaching job.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I don't know if I could do the people calling you coach when they call in.
Yeah. It's going to be an adjustment.
Can't do that.
It's going to be an adjustment, man. But I don't know. My candidacy took a little bit of a ding yesterday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Super Bowl winning coach at the market yesterday.
I tell you, you know, and I know Coach Harbaugh, man, and my sources are telling me, and I'm also vying for that inside of the year before I leave.
Trying to double dip here?
Yeah, I'm a little bit. My sources tell me, which are me, that he might be going to Atlanta. And I just kind of workshopped that because I was thinking, to me, what is the easier path to success in a shorter period of time? And to me, that's the Atlanta job.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see. That was a big one yesterday. John Harbaugh fired by the Ravens. We'll unpack a little bit later and where he could land. Hugh could be right. There's also a spot where he could land that is impacting the Eagles. We'll get to that. Let's go to Anthony up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
How we doing? Anthony up, down here in Miami.
What's up, Anthony?
Oh, y'all kicking it down there in Miami, huh? Y'all look excited about what's happening with the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes against Ole Miss. That's a big one.
The U is back. The U is back. First team since one of two teams since 2021 to have both basketball and football programs in the Final Four.
Wow.
How about that?
I wouldn't have guessed that. All right, Anthony, what do you got on Jalen?
Look, Jalen, I think I got a five-letter word for us all. We've heard it before. We need to relax. He's not – you guys are acting like he's supposed to be Joe Burrow out here, Josh Allen. He's not. He does what he does. We got to get him running the ball. We got to get the offensive line going. We got to get the running back Saquon Barkley going. I think we'll be good. The defense is legit. I don't know what everyone's all up in arms about. You know, we got to play the football game on Sunday at the end of the day.
Well, so I think I'm with you that the defense is going to lead the way, and that's how they have to win. And I agree with you. I don't need him to be the best quarterback in football for the Eagles to go win more playoff games, right? Because I don't think he's ever been the best quarterback in football, but they win a lot with him. But they're going to need him to play well, right? He's going to need to play well, whatever we think that is. To win the Super Bowl, it's you know, he can't kind of just like stand there for four games. He's gonna at some point it's gonna be on him to have a big game, and we'll see if he's ready to do it.
Sure, but he's capable of it. Look at the Super Bowl
last year.
We're acting like this is stuff that he hasn't done. You know, last year, would you guys have said that he would have done his Super Bowl performance at any point during the year? Probably not. Everyone's been hating on Jalen forever. He's capable of it. I think everyone needs to take a chill pill here. We're going to get going. We got Lane Johnson back. It's a little hard to complete a pass when you got, you know,
Fred?
People in your face. Yeah. Everything. Yeah, so, Fred out there. You know,
Anthony,
what I mean?
I will say, let's keep an eye on the Lane thing. And good phone call, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy a big weekend of football with the college football and the Eagles. But I know both callers back-to-back said Lane is back. I'm keep an eye on this. Sirianni non-committal yesterday.
He has to be.
Well, he, I guess.
It's because... It's for
competitive reasons?
Yes.
Well, okay, so they're going to practice today. They have to put out a legitimate practice report, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what he is. I mean, if I had to guess right now, I would say, yeah, he's probably going to play, but I don't know. We haven't seen him in a long time. I hope he is out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason than he did this regular season? We'll take your phone calls on that. We got Jason Devon coming in at 11. What he thinks about this matchup, especially this Eagles offense. Can they score a bunch of points on a suspect 49ers defense? I expect Jalen to just be fine. I mean, he's been pretty mediocre the entire season. I don't expect a great postseason out of Jalen. Hugh does. And let's take a look, because there's a... You ever have those things where people just say them, like they're definitely true, but then you wonder, like, is it definitely true? Is Jalen Hurts actually a playoff riser? Let's go through the 9 games. He's played 9 playoff games. How many of them was he actually great? How many was he not? We'll discuss it next. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Well, this offense better get started up. Sunday... against the Niners defense that is not great. We got to score some points on Sunday. 24 is the number, Hugh. Anything less than 24.
21. Nah. I think we get it done with 21.
They should score 24 on Sunday.
They should, but
they should.
I'm thinking more 21.
Well, you just told me the quarterback's going to play better. So if the quarterback plays better,
he is. I mean, I think he's going to play better. Okay. I think we're going to win. Mm-hmm. 21 points.
I want 24 or more. All right. Your phone call is coming up here. Jason DeVos is going to join us live in studio at 11 o'clock. Typically, Jason's with us at 12 to 1 on Wednesdays. He'll be with us at 11. We will have Nick Sirianni at his press conference. I'm sure he'll be asked about Lane Johnson and what the status is for Lane coming up on Sunday. Sirianni around noon today, a little before noon, we'll have his press conference live. Elliot later in the show. Before we go back to the phone lines here, if people want to chime in about Jalen Hurts and if you believe he's going to play better in the postseason rather than the regular season, can we unpack something here, Hugh, together?
Well,
there is every time Jalen comes up, it seems like we go to he plays best when the lights are brightest, right? We say that a lot. We think it a lot. It's just like a common
thing.
Because that's what...
He does.
Does he?
Are we talking about statistically? We talking about stats now, right?
Well, stats and our memories, right? Yeah. So Jalen Hurts has played 9 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went through them this morning, the Eagles are 6-3 in those 9 playoff games. So if the only objective is wins and losses, right, if that's the only way you evaluate the quarterback, then he's played well in 6 and poor in 3. But that's obviously not the only way to do it, because he lost a Super Bowl where he played great a few years ago to the Chiefs. Obviously, there's more to it than just statistics, right, or just wins and losses. So I went through the 9 playoff games. And Hugh, I graded each one of them. Like I went back and thought about what I thought in the moment. And then kind of looked at the numbers to kind of give me a sense of, yeah, that's what it was that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a picture of a guy that has played well at times in the playoffs, has had a few excellent playoff games, but he's also had some not great playoff games. Yeah.
He's had some clunkers.
I think it paints a picture of a guy, just like the regular season, once in a while he is excellent. A lot of times he's pretty good. Sometimes he's not very good. I don't just say, oh, the playoffs are here and he's going to play great because he plays great in the playoffs. That's not actually the truth. So here's his 9 playoff games. His first playoff game on the road in Tampa Bay in 2000, January 2022, obviously the 2021 season. He was awful, right? That was his first playoff game. That was the one where the clip came out with the Bucs defense saying he can't read the field.
Yeah.
He was bad. I mean, just we all know that. He was bad that day. He re-injured his ankle. They didn't have many weapons. They got blown out. Okay. We give him an F for that one. His first playoff game, an F. Second playoff game, which was the first one of the year they went to the Super Bowl in 22. Giants came in. Eagles blew him out. I thought Jalen played well. Now, they blew them out, so the second half, he didn't have to do much. He was 16-24, 2 touchdowns throwing, 1 rushing. I thought he got off to a big start. Hit Devontae with a big throw early in the game. I gave him a B-plus for that game. So that was good. NFC Championship game over the 49ers here in Philadelphia. I mean, what is that, a C game? C-minus? He was 15 to 25 for a 60%.
Yeah, because that's when Purdy.
Purdy got hurt.
So
that was one where he really, they didn't ask him to do much. He didn't have to. Right? The game was basically over when Purdy got hurt. So I give him a C for that one. Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. He obviously was excellent, right? We all saw it. We thought he was the driving force of the team. He almost won the MVP in the game. I give him an A- for that game because of the fumble. Other than that, he was awesome. Let's go to his next playoff game. You remember that one? Tampa Bay, a few years ago. 25-35. The Eagles scored 9 points. He took a safety. That's a D. It's a D performance in that playoff game. So far, we have an F, a B+. A C, an A minus, a D, right? Some great, some not so good. Let's go to last year, right? The four playoff games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, 13 to 21 for 131 yards. I don't know, B, B minus? Is that fair?
That's deep.
Okay.
That's I think that's decent.
Rams playoff game last year. 15 to 20, 128 yards. He did run for the big touchdown to start the game, which was a huge play. Also took 7 sacks. What's that one, a C? Last year against the Rams. C?
Yeah, I get that. C.
C, C minus?
The 7 sacks hurting.
It does. Now, the rushing touchdown was a big one. That's a big play. But they didn't move the ball for long stretches or score for long stretches, and Saquon won the game.
Yeah. I know it was snowing, but also, how many? Stafford put up some pretty hefty numbers.
Yeah, against the Eagles defense. All right, so let's call that a C. NFC title game last year against the Commanders. I say that's an A. He played really well. And the Super Bowl last year, A minus, because he had the pick in the first quarter, but he won Super Bowl MVP. He was good in the game. So as I look at my grades here, 9 games he played in the playoffs, I see 3 A's or A minuses, 3 excellent games. I see an F, a D, a few C minuses. I mean, he's as likely in the playoffs to play an A game as he is a C game.
So then what do you put it overall?
B plus?
I was about to say probably a B. I'd take a B.
If we grade the Super Bowls higher, right, if we weigh them like final exams, B, B plus, it's good. But like this idea that he's just like, oh my God, he's this playoff riser. His passer rating in the playoffs is 95.4. It's basically the same as Mark Sanchez.
Oh God.
But
Sanchez went to 2 FC championship games because they had a good defense.
So Jalen's passer rating in the regular season is 94. His passer rating in the playoffs is 95. It's basically the same.
Yeah. I mean, that's who he is.
My point.
His best game was probably the one he lost against Mahomes in the first Super Bowl.
I agree. I thought, other than the fumble, he was almost perfect.
I mean, the last Super Bowl, he was MVP. It probably could have gone to anybody on the defense, if we're being completely honest. And then the bar for that was he outplayed Mahomes.
By a lot.
If that bar was on the floor, though. I mean, Mahomes played awful.
he did, yeah. Again, I went through this because everyone tells me this playoff riser, and I expected it to look a little different when I re-looked at the playoff games. They're good. There's a few great ones. Overall, it's not like, wow.
Yeah,
that's the way I view the non-playoff games.
And it's one of those things where he plays well. He plays well within a certain framework. Like, you know, when I'm listening to some of those stats you're putting out about the throws, it sounded like it was like no more than 30 for the most part.
In the playoff games?
Yeah.
I'll pull it up for you. He has thrown the ball 30-plus times in 3 of the playoff games.
Yeah.
3 of his 9. They lost all 3 of those games.
Yeah, and I think that's... When you look at Jalen, and it's not a slight, but when you look at Jalen, he's best in the, I guess I say, the 1 to 25, 30 pass range.
And you look at
that's okay.
The 6 wins in the playoffs, 24, 25, 21, 20, 28, 22. I mean, exactly what you just said.
That's okay, man, because I go back and I always think about the conversation that I had with, who was it? I can't think of his name right now. But he used to be with the Jets when I was there. And Scott Pioli.
Okay.
Scott Pioli. I'm sorry. I had a brain fart right there. Scott Pioli. Scott traded me over dinner when I was with the Jets. He traded me to Philly. Thank you, Scott. But
like he had dinner with the Eagles and traded you?
No. He was with dinner with Parcells, and they got me up out of New York. But that was cool. I'm not bitter at all. Not bitter at all.
But they went to the AFC title game the next
not bitter
year.
At all.
Didn't make the Eagles
not
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it worked out well for both parties.
But
I
remember Scott telling me that – you could win with a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be elite. Jalen's a good quarterback.
I agree. He's been a good quarterback.
Jalen's a good quarterback. And I don't think that's a slight on Jalen, especially when you talk about what he's been able to accomplish in his career. I don't understand where where people get upset when you ask, you say, well, hey, he needs to do this or he needs to do that. I say, oh, well, no, he just needs to do enough. Jalen, from the time that he's been here, has always raised his own standard. Mm. I just find it crazy that other people are not willing to do the same and not expect a little bit more from him. But when you talk about what he's been in the playoffs and what he's been overall as a quarterback, he's a good quarterback. No question about that. He's a good quarterback.
He's been a good quarterback in the NFL. I think this season he's been closer to mediocre. Is he going to play better in the playoffs? We'll see. Let's talk to Tim, who's up on WIP. What's up, Tim?
Hey, listen, I do agree. We can all agree that Jalen is a good quarterback. Now, hear me out for 1 second. Mm-hmm. I do not expect Jalen to play better on Sunday. Reason being is because of the play calling. The play calling, I hope that we all can agree, that the play calling has been substandard. The scheme, everything has been sub what we would expect from the Super Bowl champions. And I don't think that he's going to play better on Sunday strictly because of what we saw on last Sunday. Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni and this scheme is horrendous, and I don't expect us to put up more than 20 points. We couldn't put up 20 points, 17 points on Washington. I understand we had backups out there.
Well, that's a big part of it, Tim. I mean, they're backup players.
But you're right, but we haven't been able to put up over 20 points on anybody in any playoff team this pretty much this whole year.
Yeah, they're averaging 16.7 points against teams exactly that made the playoffs.
So
yeah,
there's not going to be no big change. Now think about this: last year, how did Caleb Williams look with the Bears?
He was a little rough.
Yeah, he was rough, but he was a rookie. Rough. But yeah, it was very rough.
He was rough.
Okay.
Yep.
How did the Detroit Lions look under Ben Johnson?
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Right. The coordinator matters. And in this instance, in Philadelphia, listen, I love my team, but I got little hope that this offense is going to put all of a sudden be sandbagging and going to come out here like world beaters and then be able to put up 23, 24, 25 points. It's going to be all in our defense. And unfortunately, if they had to play as much time as they did in Buffalo, I just don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to go far in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Tim, I mean, Hugh's been on that the whole time. He's capping them at 21 points. I mean, he's capped them there. And Tim,
I get it, man.
Good phone call. Yeah. All right, let's go to Walt in West Palm Beach. What's up, Walt?
Walt. What's going on? I can't help it. I just got to get on the phone and tell you, you guys need to stop hating, yo.
Hating?
You're a hater.
Hating on what?
You said that you went out of your way to find every little Jalen Hurts thing, and it's like,
wait a minute, Walt. Before you go, like, wait a minute. Let me, Walt. Let me go.
All right,
How is he going out his way to find stats that are like factual stats? I mean, they're stats.
Well, okay, let's go back to the factual stats.
Sure.
The first Tampa Bay game. It was a Jalen Hurts rookie playoff game.
And he said that.
So he wasn't a rookie.
He said he was just a starter.
Yeah.
It was his first year starter.
And then the second playoff game, he didn't have his number one receiver. Am I right?
Well, no. You mean in the fourth playoff game,
When he took the safety in the other Tampa Bay game, he didn't have his number one receiver.
Hold on, I got it. Well, you're right.
But does it matter?
Sure, and you can
but
add...
But how's
well,
that hate, though, Walt?
I got it.
Well, how's that hate, though, Walt?
Well, you can add context to it. You just don't like the statistics, Walt, so you want to add context, Walt.
But you can't tell me what I don't want to do.
I'm telling you what it sounds like to me from my perspective.
How is it... Okay, well, Walt, explain to me, how is it hating? How is it hating, Walt? You know what? When I think of hating, let me give you an example of hating.
Tell me what you think.
No, Walt. I'm about to tell you if you would let me speak, and I'm gonna give back to you. I promise. Me hating is me saying I don't like Kyle's mustache. That's hating is.
It's not nice.
You know what a fact is? That's
stupidity. I agree.
Kyle. I mean, Walt. How is that not hating? I don't like Kyle's.
Hating is picking performances. Say, oh, well, he didn't
do
good.
Walt, that's fine. Walt, that's fine. You can add the context. I think that's fair. In fact, in the moment in 2021 when Jalen played terrible in his first playoff game, I gave him grace on these airwaves because I said, he's young. He's a kid. But he's played 9 playoff games. That's a lot, right? It's not two.
You gave him grace, but you gave him a D minus. I mean,
no, 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 no.
What did you give him?
Hold on, I gave him a D minus. Yes, that's the grade. But in the
that's what I said.
Time out.
No,
no, no, no,
no.
You're not. See, well, you can't listen. If you want, I'll put you on hold. I'll go back and forth with you. I think it's fun, but you got to listen. In that moment, then. I sat here and said, I don't want Russell Wilson. I don't want Deshaun Watson. I want to roll with Jalen Hurts. Okay? I didn't want to dump him after his first playoff game. It wasn't good, though. I mean, like, we don't have to be ridiculous. He got rocked. They were down 30-0. He didn't play well. The point I'm bringing to the table is everyone just reflexively says the same thing.
Reflexively?
Yeah. Like, well, it's like we just say things, but are they actually true? Everyone tells me he's a playoff riser. The facts are he's not really. He is a good quarterback most of the time, and he's a good quarterback most of the time. This year, he was mediocre. So am I supposed to just wake up and expect him to play great in the postseason when he was mediocre? My point is no. He's been a good quarterback in the NFL, obviously. But in the playoffs, he's played 9 games. I can find as many great ones, 3, as I could find duds. That's not a playoff riser. Like, that's the guy being who he is.
Are you done talking to Walt?
Well, no, Walt left.
Yeah, I mean, Walt hung up.
I would have certainly had a back and forth Walt.
I don't understand. I get there's a lot of hate for Jalen. I get that. But what irritates me is when you say something that's factual and people get upset about that. I don't understand that. It's you know, context matters. But the bottom line is winning is what quarterbacks are measured by, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, let me use an example.
To a point. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. That's what quarterbacks are measured by. Let me use an example for you.
To an extent.
Let me use Josh Allen lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, right? He did. He didn't win that game. He didn't make the throw that he needed to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could make an excuse for Josh and say, well, he had a bad toe. I could say that. Or I could say, well, he ain't got good receivers. He ain't got better receivers. Or I could even say, well, the receiver in the back of the end zone, he should have made that catch.
Sure. You could.
All of that is relevant, but the bottom line is this.
He didn't play well enough.
He didn't play well enough. Mm-mm. It's okay. Like, get out of y'all need to get out your feelings. It's okay. It doesn't take anything away from Jalen from saying that when you say that. It's okay. He missed a throw. Hey, he didn't have his number one receiver. But the bottom line is this, didn't win the game.
Well, he did. I mean, look, if it's only about wins and losses, he's 6-3 in the playoffs, right? And that's what you want to do.
And I mean, and at the end of the day, that is the absolute most important thing.
But the ironic part of that is I think the best playoff game he ever played was the Super Bowl they lost. I mean, just
yeah, he was doing his thing.
He was special that day. I mean, he was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. So it's not only just about wins and losses, because otherwise, what are we going to do with that Super Bowl that he lost? I thought that's the best playoff game he's ever played. I know he won the Super Bowl MVP this past year, but I thought play for play, he was better 2 years before that. He made one mistake in that game. He also made one mistake in this past Super Bowl, but it didn't matter because they just dominated the game. And, you know, with that interception in the first quarter, who cares? That's the bottom line. Billy in Bethlehem. What's up, Billy?
Oh, Billy. Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Billy.
What happened to you?
Billy.
I guess you can still get away with that, right?
Yeah, sure. You got a couple more days. I think the 10th is when we got to, you know, we've got to stop that. Go ahead, Billy.
Stop what?
But what if Happy you keep just doing it, though?
You know, it would be a funny bit, like July 7th. Happy New Year, guys. What's up?
Happy New Year. You didn't see somebody for the first time? Happy New Year.
Yep.
Either way, I called in because you guys are absolutely insane. Now, I don't know. Usually, as I say, Hugh is recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. But right now, Joe, you need, I'll give you the first game. Jalen Hurts was absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this to every single quarterback. You can go through Joe Montana. Go through every single game he has.
I think there's going to be,
like 11 touchdowns, no picks?
Yeah, so I there was one playoff game where Walsh pulled Montana because that's how bad he was against the Vikings in 87. But I think we're going to find far fewer poor Joe Montana playoff games than you think. There's not that many.
Would you all agree, let me ask you this, would you all agree that probably quarterback rating is a decent way to evaluate a quarterback's overall performance, yes or no?
You know what, I'll travel down the road with you.
It's the way I use it, Billy. The way I use it, yes.
I agree, Hugh.
I use that.
So
Here's the fact that you cannot argue with.
You're talking to
you
Agenda Douglas right now.
It's a fact. Would you agree?
Yes, Billy.
If you have a smaller sample size, you're probably getting skewed. So I feel like you should probably use a minimum of, what, like 400 or so pass attempts in the history of the NFL in the playoffs. I think that's fair because now you're isolating the guys that have actually gotten there more than the guys who have not.
Billy, I think it's fair, but before you go on, I can't imagine there's very many quarterbacks that have 400 attempts in the playoffs. Jalen's at 256. So, like, what is our sample here?
Well, maybe I need to go back and double-check the AI. But
well, this is why AI gets in a little trouble sometimes. And that's not just you, Billy. So Jalen Hurts has 256 attempts in the playoffs. He's played 9 playoff games. I think if you've played 5 or more, I don't know, maybe it's 7 or more playoff games, I think that's a good enough sample that we could go off of.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Okay, what did AI tell you?
Jalen Hurts' quarterback rating all time is 5th in history. If you eliminate the first game, it's 5th in history. Even if you keep in his first game, it's 15th in history.
Sure,
you're talking like Bart Starr. I mean, that's great though.
But hold on.
And you eliminate Baker Mayfield. Come on, he's barely been in the playoffs. He shouldn't be ahead of him.
Hey, Billy, can I help you out?
I need to ask a question. What do I do with Mark Sanchez, who basically has the same playoff rating as Jalen Hurts? We just eliminate him because he wasn't that good?
How many games has he played?
Well, I would have to go back. It's probably 4 or 5. I mean, he won 2 straight playoff games in 2 years, and then I think it's 6. It's probably 6.
Okay, so the sample size is Jalen is at least 4 games ahead. Win percentage, Jalen Hurts is pretty much 2nd all time, 67%. That's fantastic.
Sure. Well, that's a team. But I think the riser thing's a little bit of a myth. It's his stats. His stats in the playoffs are almost the same as the regular season. What's the rising?
Well, I feel like if you go through any quarterback, they're playing great defenses in the playoffs.
Billy, that is fair. If you want to make the point that similar stats for a good quarterback in the postseason to regular season is more impressive because they play better teams, I'm with you on that. I think that's a fair point.
Let me hit you with this.
See, we didn't even need AI for that one. That one we just came to together.
Let me say this.
Oh, that laugh.
If Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, would we all agree, if they win their next 4 games, they are absolutely going to Canton, Ohio? There's zero doubt. None.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking greatness then.
Hold on a second. We got a long way to go before 4 more playoff wins. I mean, you make it sound like it's just like it's the same as me walking to the car after the show. Like,
yeah, if they repeat as Super Bowl champions,
I mean, it's
very easy.
You're right, but it's a big bridge, Billy. We got to cross a big bridge over the next
month.
Hard
to go back to back.
We've been saying that forever. It's not easy to go back
need to work
to.
On that laugh, though. That's a horrible laugh.
It's a good laugh. We should cut that. I think it's a good drop. I like his laugh. OG Wade is on WIP. OG?
Uh-oh. What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up?
Let me help you out, Joe. And you ain't going to need to step in on this one like you just did for over the last couple of minutes with this guy. But listen, here's what I want to say. What you failing to do is that I think, and Hugh can tell you this, every game, whether it's a regular season game or a playoff game, it's about moments. It's never, for the fans and people watching, it's about the entire game because you're enjoying the game. But in order to win a game, the game is won in moments. What the guy didn't tell you about, he said in that playoff game that you gave Jalen a D.
Yeah.
He didn't have AJ, but he also had a broken finger in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So the D is fine for you giving him that. That's okay. But you gave him a C because Brock Purdy was hurt. Brock Purdy was hurt. That's not cool.
What would you give him for that title game? What would you give him?
I would give him a B because he won the game, Joe.
Do we take away credit for the Super Bowl the first time because he lost? He played great.
No, I mean,
whoa. You want to give extra credit for the win, but we can't take away credit for the loss.
No, I'm not your enemy. I'm not.
No, but I'm trying to understand the logic. I just want logic. If you said you said
here's
not
the
me.
Logic.
You
said,
hold on.
All
you
I said,
you said
okay,
we take
I'll let you, talk.
You said okay. We give extra credit for the win, but then I said, and I think it's a very fair back and forth. Then do we take away credit for a loss, and you said no. How is that logical?
Because it's content. Mm. Did Jalen Hurts play bad in the game that they lost?
No.
Yes or no? Okay, so then logically, you can't take points away from me from it.
But does that mean he automatically played well in a game they won?
If you won the game, if you win a game, you know what? That means that quarterback came up in certain moments that got you the win. Now, let's take Stafford in the NFC Championship game with us last year, right? Stafford stats was way better than Jalen Hurts' stats in that game. But if you ask Stafford, would you rather have your numbers and Jalen Hurts' outcome, Stafford will trade that any freaking day.
Sure, but that's not what we're talking about.
I know that, Joe, but I'm trying to help you.
Trying to help you, Joe.
I don't need any help.
Don't give Hurts the D.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
I let that one go.
Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's hard. When you win a playoff game, you can't go no damn D or no C. Whenever quarterback wins a playoff game, because that game is responsible, it could be responsible for you sitting at that podium at the end. You didn't even give him an A+ for winning the Super Bowl MVP. You gave him an A- because he had an interception.
Yes.
But that interception that he threw, you know, on the very next play, that's where Cooper DeJean picked it off. I mean, the linebacker picked
it
off.
Are you trying to spin? It was a good interception.
No, I'm trying to tell you that. It wasn't a bad one. It was basically a punt.
Oh, sure. La La Land is alive and well these days. It was basically a punt. You know, that's the same thing.
We're in peak spin season right now.
I mean, we are. I love you guys. I mean, this.
Well, I don't like talking to y'all sometimes.
Well, this is your fault.
It's not my fault.
This is your fault.
Are you Ryan Clark in this right now?
I
don't like talking to you.
10:54, Ryan Clark and us on a playoff week.
I'm not Ryan Clark and anybody.
Oh my Lord!
But we are so rooted in what we want to say that we say crazy things. I have never heard of an interception being a good thing.
Well, because Cooper DeJean made a play, it was. We just heard that.
No,
that's what we heard.
You survived a mistake. You know, and it's okay to say there are quarterbacks out there that win football games that don't play well. I mean, what? Who's the quarterback out there? Bo Nix in Denver.
He does it a lot.
He does it, but it's okay. Yeah. Like, they're still winning. I think we've gotten so sensitive about this whole Jalen Hurts thing, man. It's unnecessary.
It is. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The root of the conversation is, do you expect Jalen to play better in the playoffs than he did in the regular season?
Yeah, and I said yes.
I know you do. I think he's going to be what he was most of the regular season, which is just, okay, closer to mediocre than great. That's what this regular season was. And for his career, his playoff performances have been pretty much his regular season, when you really break it down. We've had a couple great ones, some not great ones. 215-592-9494. All right, Jason Devon's going to join us in the studio live for an hour. His take on this, plus a few matchup-specific things we want to run by Jason. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.